Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from Iosco County Coats for Kids is June Percy. How are you today, June?
Wonderful. Thank you, Kevin.
Glad to hear that. Boy, it's been a while. The last time we talked was late fall, early winter, and you had just put the wraps on another successful Coats for Kids season, didn't you?
That's right, and this has been a quiet, you know, fairly quiet season.
Yeah.
We've been buying a few coats here and there over the last couple of months, but getting ready for September again when we'll be gearing up. In the meantime, we're just trying to raise some funding to help us along.
Yeah, and well, on that same vein, you've got an event coming up this Saturday, don't you?
We do. It's our little summer fundraiser, and we're going to have a hot dog cart outside Neiman's. They are donating hot dogs and buns for us, and we'll be there from 10 o'clock till 4 o'clock. And we'd love everyone to come and bring their friends and buy hot dogs from their cart there to support us.
That's right. Come on out, buy a hot dog. Now, is it by donation? How much does a hot dog cost?
Well, I'm not really sure about that. I'm sure it'd be a very reasonable price. Usually we go by donation. We prefer that because people are basically generous, and give us more than we would ask for with a hot dog. But I'm sure if there's a price on them, they'll be very reasonable.
You bet. You get the hot dog there, and you're helping out Coats for Kids. You can never start too early on collecting coats and collecting funds for Coats for Kids.
No, I hate to think that cold weather's coming, but we know it will, so, we have to be prepared.
With the way the spring has been going so far, I think the cold weather's already here, isn't it? I think we could have Coats for Kids in the spring season, too. My stars. But I know September will be here before you know it, but this is a big fundraiser for you. You called it a little fundraiser, but we're going to call it a big fundraiser.
Well, we haven't had too many this year, so, it is very important to us. I'm very thankful that people are doing it to help out.
Indeed. And, of course, the fine folks over there at Neiman's, they are very community-minded and not surprised at all that they are pulling out the hot dog cart to help you out.
No, that's very good of them.
Yeah. Now, that money you raise goes into, as you mentioned, buying coats. I know we get a lot of donations in the fall and early winter, but you know what? Sometimes you go out and buy the things you need to kind of fill in the gaps, don't you?
Well, we do indeed. We've had a fairly good year so far financially. We had contributions from Consumers Energy were very good to us, and the Dow Foundations, and the Iosco Community Foundation also. So we have got enough money to buy the coats that we need for fall, but you never know what comes up.
Sure.
You never know how many extra we need, so a little extra money always helps.
That's for sure. So stop on by, grab a hot dog at Neiman's on US 23 in Tawa City. And again, what are the hours this Saturday, June?
10 a.m. to 4.
10 till 4, right there on US 23 in Tawa City. Now, June, if they want more information or want to talk to you about making a donation to Iosco County Coats for Kids, how do they do that?
Well, they can either call the Grace Lutheran Church, where we are headquartered, which is 989-362-5371, or they can call me at home, which is 989-362-8161. I'd love to hear from you.
Sure. Well, Jude, I hate to say this, but I hope it's a long time before I talk to you again. But I know September's going to roll around awfully quick, and we'll be talking about the collections for Coats for Kids.
Yeah, indeed we will.
June Percy from Iosco County Coats for Kids, thanks for joining us here on Sunrise Side.
Thank you, Kevin.